Kern State on 90.5 WKAR. While today the city of Detroit is working to overcome its financial troubles, some see a bright future for the city, especially because of Detroit's location. Current State's Emmanuel Berry joins me in the studio to explain why Detroit's geography could play a significant role in the city's recovery. Hey.
Hi, good morning, Melissa. So what many people overlook about Detroit is its close proximity to water, but not just any water, we're talking fresh water. Water which will become more important as climate continues to shift across the United States. I spoke with Francis Grunow, a partner at New Solutions Group, who recently penned a series for Model D focusing on geography and urban planning. In his latest article, Grunow explains Detroit's relationship to water and its location within the Great Lakes megaregion. What's a megaregion? Grunow explains.
There was this really interesting thing that I saw by the Regional Plan Association a few weeks ago when I was writing this piece that basically posited the idea that, you know, we should shift our thinking to not so much even metropolitan regions, but these mega regions, because they really are the ways that we do business on a larger system, these economic systems that share natural resources and ecosystems and transportation systems and infrastructure. And it kind of got me thinking about, you know, how Detroit fits in, you know, not only to the region, but this mega region. And so Detroit is part of the Great Lakes mega region, which basically goes into Canada and goes around Chicago and even further to Minneapolis, and then the south as far as St. Louis, including places like Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. So these are really the areas and the ways that we could be thinking about large decision-making and planning ideas going forward, you know, decades forward. So it was an interesting sort of exercise, and Detroit is a very important part of the Great Lakes mega region.
Why is Detroit significant to this mega region besides the fact of its central S location? What other aspects of it make it an important factor?
Well, so first of all, right, you mentioned its sort of centrality in the Great Lakes. It's also in the middle of the Great Lakes watershed. So the Great Lakes mega region shares several watersheds, but the Great Lakes themselves, Detroit is smack dab in the middle of that as well. A lot of people don't realize that even though a place like Chicago sits right on Lake Michigan, it's only partially in the Great Lakes watershed. In fact, the reason that the river had to be reversed, is that it empties into Lake Michigan. You know, everybody talks about how Chicago did this incredible civil engineering feat by reversing the flow, but it meant that the water goes into Lake Michigan from a higher point. So Chicago's kind of perched on the edge of the Great Lakes. Michigan sits in the middle of the Great Lakes and has access to points of water from throughout. Additionally, where Detroit sort of sees itself right now in its history is interesting. You know, it's in the middle of this really gut-wrenching bankruptcy proceeding, and it suffered from disinvestment for decades. And I think a lot of people see that as a negative, but if you look at Detroit in the context of a much longer time frame, you know, cities rise and fall and they go through these different iterations. And I think the upside of all of that is that through reorganization and through some tough times, Detroit still has an incredible amount of infrastructure. It also has land, and we've identified that as the worldwide population will grow over time and other cities may be facing serious issues, Detroit is in a pretty good spot and can definitely sustain life, as we've seen, and has access to natural resources. So it has the infrastructure that's built up and obviously needs to be maintained better, but it's there, and it also can support over time and can be built up again in ways that other cities just can't. So its long-term future, I believe, is very bright.
I want to get a little bit more into this idea of how it can sustain life. So looking at the context of this mega region and in the U.S. for that matter, Detroit is also significant because of climate change predictions, particularly concerning sea levels. So for cities like New York and Miami, they're going to have to build expensive seawalls or they're going to go under.
Right.
But that's not the case in Detroit?
The idea of global warming and climate change as it affects coastal cities is being and has been pretty well looked at. And there's these really scary and interesting projections about coastal cities. And in fact, large sections, including much of Florida, for example, where sea level rise over the next decades and 100 years and beyond will really be a significant factor in how those cities are able to operate. Those cities, like New York and Boston and Baltimore and Philadelphia and Miami, New Orleans, they're all right at sea level or just a few feet above. Detroit and Michigan are 600 feet above sea level. So that's really a game changer potentially in terms of how Detroit will not have to deal with that aspect of global warming and climate change.
Another major factor or prediction regarding climate change in the future is this idea of water scarcity. And I think some places out west and then down south are already seeing this. But once again, we're on the Great Lakes Basin. I guess just reiterate why that's such an asset for the city and it can will continue to be in the future.
As I was writing this article, which is titled Detroit may be bankrupt, but at 600 feet above sea level, one of the things I looked at was potentially an even scarier notion that because of climate change and because of how perilous so many populations are in terms of being susceptible to these extreme or more extreme weather patterns that we're predicting will be even more the case over time because of climate change and how that affects people's access to fresh water. For example, there have been significant drought conditions over, big swaths of the country and in other parts of the world. What will be the effects of climate change on the Great Lakes? We're not entirely sure, but we know that we're sitting on 20% of the world's fresh water supply, which is just a mind-boggling statistic. And as aquifers run out of water sources underground and as the Colorado has been suffering because of drought, we as the Detroit region and within the context of this mega region have access to one of these very, very important elemental pieces of how society can sustain itself, and that is the Great Lakes watershed.
In your piece, and as you've stated in this interview, you say that Detroit is one of the better investments to sustain life. And I think if you told some people that, they would laugh and be like, what are you talking about? I guess, how do you go about trying to share that message and kind of change that viewpoint?
As a human life goes, it's a long time, maybe we think, but in terms of a society or a city or civilization, our experience is fairly limited. And if you look back and project out, the things that allow people to live and flourish are around us here. We have fertile land. We have access to fresh, clean drinking water. And, as the cost of keeping ways of life may be going up, as we're thinking they may be in other places, these basic elements that many people take for granted are here, and it's not as if we don't have our share of issues. And a lot of them have been created by us. The current state of the city and the region in terms of its finances, in terms of these longstanding issues around race and class and equity and how the manufacturing industry has had an effect. An impact, and much of it positive, much of it negative. We're dealing with a lot of these things, but if you look at these sort of basic building blocks, we have a lot going for us, especially if you compare it to other places around the planet.
I guess when you think about it, it's kind of ironic that Detroit, which made the car, which a lot of people would contribute some of the environmental problems sure. going on, is going to be the best situated environmentally in the future. I guess, what are your thoughts on that?
You know, if you think about, you know, not only Detroit, but Detroit is sort of the poster child. There's, you know, certainly other places, and some of these places are, I think, further along. But dealing with some of this, a lot of the projects that have happened in Pittsburgh and, you know, how their new arena is fully LEED certified, I haven't heard anything about that for our new arena. But the basic idea that Detroit and places like Detroit were the font of industry and the kind of the place where a lot of, you know, what many would argue are the reason for climate change, the manufacturing industry and automobiles and sprawl, a lot of that stuff started here. So I think there's this really interesting opportunity because of how well Detroit's positioned in terms of its, you know, its ecosystem and its position on the map, to really have not only the opportunity but really also the responsibility to help show the world how sustainable communities can be redeveloped and how, you know, we can now look at a longer view and say, well, how are we going to, you know, have a place where millions of people live, and how are we going to treat our vacant lots, and how can we grow food and include more sustainable building practices and include things like wind farms and solar panels and marry the best of technologies with the best of ideas around sustainability so that we can, you know, hopefully begin to address some of the things that we may have done in the past. It's an interesting position Detroit finds itself in.
Francis Grunow is a partner at New Solutions Group, a public policy consulting firm. He also writes for the online publication Model D. Francis, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much. Thanks for the opportunity.